When you dare to enter the controversial world of... you will embark on the most jolting journey of your life. On your trip, you will face a lovely sort of death as you experience the ecstasies.
Feel the warmth, the texture of excitement as it grows.
The agonies.
No, the aching pain of an old love's final dying. The frustration of a new love's insatiable demanding.
And the orgies with the psychedelic revolutionaries who turn on and go out of their skulls.
You're listening to I Hear a New World with Milo Gibson.
Yes, thank you. Welcome to the fifth podcast for I Hear a New World. My name is Milo, and we've got a column saying more about the tracks that we've got on this podcast in The Skinny. That's the August issue of The Skinny magazine, available in the main cities in Scotland, or go to theskinny.co.uk. And also, don't forget to check out freshair.org.uk, who have also got loads of coverage of the Edinburgh Festival this year. And you can tune in to them also through iTunes, through the radio button. Now, this podcast, however, is going to take a back seat from all the festival shenanigans. And that's why the idea of the new festival, Retreat, which is happening at St. John's Church throughout August and has local acts and is going to be a bit more chilled out, is such a great idea. And we've got a song from Eagle Owl, who are one of the bands playing as part of Retreat, coming up. But first I want to go to The Moths. Now, The Moths is basically Alex Botton, and he's called it a day. So if you go to his MySpace, you'll find that... it's no longer The Moths. It is, in fact, now called The Moths R.I.P. But it basically, the MySpace is myspace.com/The Moths Band. That's how you find it. But you'll find that he's actually given up. But he is going to keep recording music with Wings and Claws. Now, the thing about Alex Botton is he's recently caused a lot of controversy on... A well-known Scottish music message board, and there's been votes, polls on this thing to decide is he a wank or not, and whether his music's any good. Now, a lot of people said his music was good, but they did think he was a bit of a wank. Now, I don't know. I think the guy, he tries to wind people up, and but I think he is better to concentrate on his music, which is superb. Now, he has also written a book. As I mentioned in my Skinny column, which accompanies this podcast, and it's called Hanging Around, Adventures in the Indie Underground Between 89 and 2005. Now, he's been playing for 20 years, and he's been in a load of bands as well as The Moths. For example, Sandhopper, Cosmich, Bike Shed, Maps of Jupiter, Magnetic North Pole. I'm just looking in his book here and reading out just a few examples of Lipsick. You know, he's just been in hundreds of bands, and as I say, he's now doing Wings and Claws, so he's a very prolific and talented musician. And this song has got the kind of sadness that you would expect from one of the last songs done by The Moths, and it's called Don't Let the Crows Take Your Sight.
Bite the claws that scratch the beaks that bite. Don't let the crows take your sight. Beat the black wings back with all your might. Don't let the crows take your sight. Take your sight. Take your sight, 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 take your burn the trees and smoke them from their heights. Don't let the crows take your sight. Ignore your doubts, you must do what's right. Don't let the crows take your sight. 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 Take your
was the Moths with Don't Let the Crows Take Your Sight, and it's a lovely wee tune, and it's not actually that representative of other stuff the Moths have done. There is a lot of beauty in what they do, but there's also a lot of mad kind of glitchcore beats and things like that, so that's probably one of their most straightforward tunes. Now let's move on to Eagle Owl from Edinburgh. They call themselves lo-fi post-folk, and they believe, apparently, according to their press release, they believe in doing things right rather than quickly. And I think that pays off. If you don't believe me, have a listen to this, Blanket, and I'll tell you a bit more about their live dates after this. Thank you. Well, that's beautiful, isn't it? That's Eagle Owl with Blanket, and that's from their new EP, which is coming out very soon. It's going to be called For the Thoughts You Never Had, and they're having a launch night for that at the Scottish Scullery at St John's Church, and just on Princess Street on the corner, corner with Lothian Road. That's on Saturday, 16th of August. Now, that's part of the Retreat Festival. I've done a wee preview for that in the Skinny magazine for this month, and it's got some brilliant gigs going on with some of the best local, well, some of my favourite local artists anyway at the moment, and some I don't actually know yet, and I'm looking forward to finding out more about. Now, let's have a look. So the 16th, as I say, and that's Eagle Owl with Aloe Darling, which is a great name. Not heard them yet, I have to say. The other bands are, we've got just a couple here that I'm picking out, but we've got Withered Hand, who is on one of the previous podcasts, and that's on August 15th, and he's playing with Joe Foster, who I've just heard a couple of songs from on MySpace, and her voice is beautiful, and the songs are beautiful, so really can't wait for that one. And Withered Hand is, of course, fantastic, as we've already said on this podcast. And Wounded Knee, who's another former podcast star, you might say, with Jess Bryant, that's on August the 11th. And also on August the 6th, the co-founder of Fence Records, Pictures Trail, is going to be playing, and that's going to be another amazing gig. In fact, all of them, I'm sure, are worth checking out. There's loads of good people, and those are just a couple that I've picked out off the top of my head here, or from the paper that I've got in front of me. Okay, now, as I say, that's Retreat, and more information, sorry, about that can be found by going to myspace.com/Edinburgh Retreat. Well worth checking out. Now, as I said, check out The Skinny for the column that accompanies this with more information about each song and band. And Sans Trauma is the next act, and this track's called The Day I Woke Up. Now, Chris Bathgate of Sans Trauma came on the Higher New World radio show and chatted to us about his time playing bass with Arab Strap. He toured the US with them, and that was interesting. And he also picked out a couple of tracks as well. For us, including Matmus and Holy Fuck and Trans Am as well, and it was really quite challenging, some of the stuff he picked out for our audience, but I think it was a superb show. We also played a bit of Aidan John Moffat from Arab Strap, just as a tribute to Chris's time with them. Now this is a little bit different to Arab Strap, the stuff he does with his kind of his main band Sans Trauma. This is an amazing tune, and the band have asked me to point out it is purely the first mix of this, and there is going to be a different mix going on their next release. But I just was so excited by hearing this on their MySpace that I really just couldn't wait to play it for you. And if you go to myspace.com/Sans Trauma, you can hear more of their tunes. And this is The Day I Woke Up. It's a long tune, but wait till you hear all the different directions it goes in. It's pretty mental. And if you see them live, that this will blow you away. So turn it up that volume. Thank you.
I hear new world.